USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba shortly after 2 p.m. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946. This was also the strongest earthquake anywhere on the globe since a magnitude 8 quake hit near Peru on May 26. A magnitude 6.5 aftershock happened near the Cayman Islands shortly after the main quake. Officials say they've recovered all of the victims who died in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Nike says they've completely sold out of all Kobe Bryant merchandise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The big game is all set for this Sunday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a preview.
The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are looking to win their second Lombardi Trophy on Sunday and their first in 50 years. Head coach Andy Reid says they're getting settled into Miami for the week.
Had an opportunity to be here at the hotel and have our meetings, and they're taking good care of us. And again, we look forward to the rest of the week, getting ourselves ready to play against a real good football team in the 49ers.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says they hope to avoid a third straight slow start this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't get down that like we have the last few games. But, I mean, the best thing about this team is we've learned how to win different ways as far as scoring early, scoring late. And so being able to play in every type of football game has prepared us to go out there and win in whatever way possible.
The Chiefs will play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl on Sunday with kickoff set for just after 6:30 Eastern time.
Firefighters in Florida say a hazmat team responded to a gas station where a man filling up his boat confused a fishing pole holder for the gas tank. Orange County Fire Rescue tweeted, "A Florida man was so excited to go fishing with his buddies, he accidentally put the gas nozzle where the fishing pole goes. 30 gallons of gas got pumped into the cockpit of the 18-foot vessel. The hazmat team was able to siphon most of the gasoline out of the boat." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.